how'd you get along with your crewmates when you were on the boats?
I've always got along with my crew. Even when I deck and I get along with the crew. I always try to hold up my end of it. And naturally, as you go along the line, you have some minor problem, but that just don't take much, just to solve it and go on about your business. But even as captain on a vessel, I work with the crew, and then I'm part of the crew, and I talk to the crew, my safety meetings, I held them personal with myself, and then as you have your safety meeting, then you go on through not only safety, but things you need to do, things they need to do. And being concerned about one another.
Right.
Being concerned about one another. Be sure that whoever who's with you is with you. Be sure you know where he's at. You take care of him. And always treat him with respect. Mm-hmm. Always treat everybody with respect. And sometimes you can do that. But sometimes some people just won't let you do that. I mean, people you are, they just, you know human nature.
Right. Mm-hmm. How did you get to become a captain? When did that happen?
That's early. That was early. On a harbor tug, we worked 12 hours a day and went home. Otherwise, there was no such thing. I was in charge of the vessel and the deck crew, as far as running, I guess I was working for Walker, towing, whenever I captain of the vessel. I worked for Walker 26 years. Mm-hmm. I worked for Walker towing. So I can't remember the time that I first, I remember the time, I guess, with captain of the vessel, it sort of made me feel good, and I wanted to lead and guide, and I wanted to sort of put my ideas to work.
Yeah.
And work with the crew, too. When I first went captain of the vessel, it had to be sometime in the late 50s, I guess. I made my first trip to St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm the Gulf pilot on the Gulf Coast in 1959. That pilot on the Gulf Coast. We went up with 15 empties, and we was dropping them in different places and come out with 8 loads. Which 8 loads on that, I think the boat was about 1,000. Oh, it wasn't very much. 1,200. It wasn't very much. And we come out with 8 loads on it. That was in 1959. But being captain of a vessel, it's sort of a prestige, but it's a lot of work and a lot of concern. And the people you work with, you get people are different, mm-hmm. and you got to figure out people as you go along. And when you sort of get them figured out, because it don't take you long to figure a person out once you work with them, right? Day in and day out, you can sort of figure out how they think, how you can get along with them, and where they're going to get along with the crew. But running captain of the vessel I consider it. What kind of words did you put into it? Just an honor. To serve and to serve the people, because as a captain of the vessel, you're the one that learns to serve. You got to serve the crew.
Yeah.
You serve. No matter what position, the higher you get, the more you serve.
Right.
I don't care what it is. But it's your job, next man, whatever he's got, everybody. And then as you go down, just being a servant and teaching. And when it comes to teaching, I go out on tow with them and just teach them in on deck. I'll go out on tow with them.
Yeah.
And I'll explain things to them. Tell them, this is why you're doing it. And even when we're talking, having meetings, I'll explain things. Now, this is why we do this. And this is why it's that way. And this is why if you don't do this, this is going to happen. And I'd say people are different. You got to take people. You got to try to figure a person out, and figure out their character,
right.
and work with them.
Yep.
It's not always easy.
Right.
Not always easy. And you're gonna have your problems with crew. Now you're gonna have your problem.
Yeah.
You're gonna have some that cause problems. It's just gonna happen. And when you do, you got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You just got to deal with it.